Grant by Ron Chernow. Introduction, The Sphinx Talks. Even as other Civil War generals rushed to publish their memoirs, flaunting their conquests and cashing in on their celebrity, Ulysses S. Grant refused to trumpet his accomplishments in print. He was content to march to his grave in dignified silence, letting his extraordinary wartime record speak for itself. Then, at the close of 1883, fate dealt him a series of progressively more savage blows that shattered this high-minded resolve. Returning to his Manhattan townhouse on Christmas Eve, Grant, 61, pivoted to hand the driver a holiday tip when he slipped on the icy pavement and crashed to the ground, tearing a thigh muscle and possibly fracturing his hip. Through anxious winter weeks, he remained bedridden or hobbled about on crutches. Still worse lay in store. Several years earlier, Grant had entered into a promising partnership, christened Grant and Ward, with 29-year-old Ferdinand Ward, touted as the young Napoleon of finance. Thanks to his colleague's financial wizardry, Grant seemed to coast on a tide of easy riches, fancying himself a newly minted millionaire. Then one morning in early May, 1884, he awoke to discover that Ward had manufactured the profits from thin air. The whole scheme was a colossal fraud, and he was ruined, along with friends and family members who had entrusted their life savings to the firm. Now, to scrape by and pay household bills, he had to endure the degradation of accepting money sent by total strangers as acts of charity. At this point, Grant was seized by more than a desperate need to earn ready cash. He had to cast off the stigma of failure and reclaim his stature before the public and posterity. So Grant proved receptive when the editor of the prestigious Century magazine solicited a series of articles about his foremost Civil War victories. "I consented for the money it gave me," Grant admitted. "For at that moment I was living upon borrowed money." That summer, at his rambling seaside cottage in Long Branch, New Jersey, Grant experienced a strange sensation that foreshadowed another grave problem. His wife Julia served him a plate of delicious peaches on the table. But as he swallowed one, he stopped and winced. "Oh my," he said, "I think something has stung me from that peach." "He was in great pain and said water hurt like fire," Julia recalled. Throughout the summer, Grant, who had once smoked 20 cigars a day, was vexed by a baffling sore throat that never faded. When at last he consulted a Manhattan doctor in October, he received grim tidings. A mass on his throat and tongue was epithelial in character, code language for cancer. Terrified that if he died, he would leave Julia destitute, Grant agreed to pen his memoirs and relive his glory days of battle. As seen in his wartime orders, he had patented a lean, supple writing style, and a crisp narrative now flowed in polished sentences honed by the habits of a lifetime. He wore a wool cap over thick brown hair, now streaked with gray, a shawl draped over his shoulders, and a muffler around his neck, concealing a tumor the size of a baseball.